but penguins.
Greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up for the sex for the Apropos of Nothing podcast with your hosts, Salsa.
And Jenna.
And our Joe's special here. Guest.
And Jim, yeah.
I'm here. I'm doing shit.
Yeah. My boyfriend's here. He
didn't even wait for his cue. He just drove forward.
Have you met him?
Plowed ahead.
Yeah.
No one told me about a cue. I didn't know there was a cue.
You've done this before.
Yeah, but I don't actually listen to it. I don't know the rhythm.
That's fair. So I don't listen to it either.
Well, I can tell I need a drink. I am drinking. I am drinking a beer from Central Waters Brewing Company. It is the Brewer's Reserve Stout. It is a malt beverage aged in used oak bourbon barrels.
No.
Ooh. Ah. Uh-huh.
And how does that taste, Salsa?
It has, oh my goodness, wow. It has the thickness that you often get in a bourbon barrel stout, but not too syrupy. I have a problem with them becoming too syrupy. I don't like that.
I get that.
This is still pretty clean. It's got the syrup thickness, but it's still, it's not overly so.
It doesn't linger and stick around in your mouth.
However, after the initial, you know, hit of that, when you swallow, you just, the oak, so much oak, it's like licking a tree.
Yeah, it's like blowing an ant.
You know, I knew that this was going to happen if I invited Joe to be on the podcast.
No, that is inaccurate. Yeah. It is like taking wood chips and just eating them like popcorn.
That's that feeling that you're having is the real Silmarillo.
Oh my god. I'm drinking a Merlot. And I started early, so you know, because I'm smart. This is one of my naked wines.
Naked.
It's from the Angels Reserve, which means only people that are a part of the Naked Wine community can have this. It is the F. Stephen Miller Angels Reserve Merlot. And it says a bunch of nice things about Naked Wines on the back.
What's the bouquet? Describe the bouquet.
Okay, it's pronounced bucket.
No, it's not.
That's when you make Merlot in the toilet.
It doesn't have anything that like extra pops out, but it's a pretty smooth wine for the amount of tannin it's got in it. It tastes like a Merlot.
So it's about as far away from blowing an Ent as you can possibly get.
Yeah. I'm looking for notes of anything, and it basically just tastes like Merlot.
Have you guys ever had, like, way too much wine, and then your poop smells funny the next day? Serious.
Yes, who hasn't?
What? It's. I'm talking, like, 2.5 bottles before you pass out, because your life's not going
great. You know, the normal amount of wine.
I mean, for 2020, yeah, but like pre-2020, that's a bit excessive. I mean, granted, you also have kids, maybe. So I get why you'd be like, oh God, glug, glug, a glug.
Okay, but your poop smells funny if you have too much wine. Does it have to be red or white?
I mean, my poop always smells funny, but I'm talking like, I just had 2 bottles of Zinfandel.
Okay.
I can't say, honestly, I
don't know what you're talking about.
I can't speak for white, because red is what I usually drink.
It's Jenna, girlfriend. This weekend, I'll repeat this experiment for you.
Oh, you're going to be at my place this weekend.
You've got to do it twice. You've got to do white wine one day and red wine the other day.
Actually, for a proper scientific method, you have to be able to repeat an experiment at least 3 times.
Well, right.
So that's going to be, let's see, 2, 4, 6, probably we'll say 8 bottles of white wine, 8 bottles of red wine.
At a minimum.
Because two bottles per experiment to see what happens the next day.
And then
I do have that amount of wine in my wine rack right now.
So. Well, you better order more because I'm going to drink it all and see what happens to your toilet.
God damn it. Glad I got that bidet hooked up.
I was just thinking about this the other day.
About my bidet?
Real quick, I'm drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon like hipster trash. So there you go.
Cool. I was thinking about the fact that I bought my bidet once we were already in lockup.
Okay.
Lockup, lockdown, whatever. It's like prison.
Yeah.
Lockup.
I have been for the last at least 6 months. Been using a toilet that had a bidet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, eventually, in 6 months or so, we're going to venture out into the world again, and I will have to use a toilet, or God forbid, a privy that does not have a bidet.
Yeah, and you're going to get princess butt.
Yeah, I'm just kind of sitting there going, am I going to remember how to use toilet paper?
I'm pretty sure that you will remember how to use toilet paper.
But will it? But I have this vision in my head that I'll like be at a Renaissance festival and I'll poop in a privy and then have to wipe my own ass like a caveman.
Yeah,
and just be
unhappy
the rest of the time because my butt's not nice and clean.
Well, I mean, dude, if you're at the Renfest, you got to take baby wipes with you.
That's true. You don't have to worry about flushing them.
Mm-hmm. No, that is absolutely true. I use the
baby. And baby wipes at a fucking Renfest is a game changer.
Oh no, I have the baby wipes because I need to wipe my face off.
Y'all know this.
Yeah.
But I mean, just okay. So not at a Renfest. At a function. At work. God, though I'll be going to work again, you know, at work.
Right.
Go into my workspace and poop in, you know, then just be like, but I can, I had to fucking dry wipe this shit. What kind of monster?
Dude, your butthole's just going to feel bad all day.
Yeah, it is.
That's just what's going to happen.
It has become accustomed to a certain level of pampering.
Yeah, we call it princess butt. I don't remember if I coined it or if Joe coined it, but it is definitely, after you've been using a bidet for a while, the first time you have to wipe your own butt. Maybe not even the first time, maybe like the second or the third.
It's like several poops in. It's like several poops in, because for us it happened when we went back to Kansas City over Christmas.
Yep.
And both of us had bidets for several months. And then we were like staying at my mom's house where there is no bidet.
Right.
But then after a few days of like eating nothing but barbecue and heavy drinking,
I mean, our diet didn't help. No,
no, no. Diet did not help at all. Like, let's eat a bunch of pulled pork ribs and a bunch of booze for like,
this doesn't have enough spice in it. Put more in.
It just, no, like every shit was the inception noise. right. But like after a few days of that, God, I miss home. After a few days of that, then when you go back to dry wiping after having a bidet, and it's like, damn, I'm fucking chafy.
Yeah, you get
I'm chafy.
You're all sore in your butthole.
Yeah, your anal callus goes away.
Yeah.
When you use a bidet.
So, Salsa, prepare yourself for princess butt.
There's only one way to regrow your anal callus, and I think you know what that is.
Is this like how the only way you can get the calluses back on your finger is just to practice guitar every day?
Joe, can you help me get my anal callus back in fighting?
Oh God, no.
Can we have a montage?
If it's all right with your old lady, then it's all right with me.
Hey,
I don't want to get you in trouble with the wife.
Okay, wait. First of all, I feel like I should be involved with this decision-making process, but honestly, I don't care. Second of all,
your anal callus isn't a part of this conversation.
That's not what I was talking about at all. If Sosa's wife gets to have a say, I feel like your girlfriend should get to have at least, a passing conversation, maybe.
You don't want me to help Salsa? Is that what you're saying?
That was a very callous thing to say, Jenna.
Oh my God. Get out. Get out of your own podcast, you motherfucker.
Jenna, I love you, but I agree. You're being a little rough right now.
I'm gonna say what Eric said last week. James isn't here. We don't need James to be here.
I know. I'm having such a great time.
And here I thought you had a thicker skin.
Okay, so I'm going to tangent off of this. When you are pregnant.
All right.
You're getting ready to have a baby not inside you, but like outside and breast.
Uh-huh.
Nipples.
Oh, yeah.
They recommend when you're pregnant toughening up your nipples by like rubbing a towel against it for a while and just doing that every day. I did not, because that was unpleasant. I probably should have, because then the breastfeeding was unpleasant. Mm-hmm. However, they make nipple cream. Mm-hmm. It's like udder cream, right? Yep. For like cows or whatever.
Udder balm.
Same thing, but for your nipples.
No, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. We had some.
So as they're getting all chafed and roughed up and possibly bleeding, mm-hmm. Babies are rough, yo. Anyway, then you put the cream on it and your nipples feel better. And so, Salsa, my advice to you is to get some nipple cream for your butthole so that when you have to go back to wiping.
It's called Desitin. You've had kids.
That's actually, Desitin isn't for that. I would use Preparation H over Desitin.
That's for hemorrhoids. Desitin's just nice butthole waterproofing.
It's udder cream. Got to get udder cream.
Yeah, I'm still saying udder cream. Get the Lancinol or whatever for breast nipples.
I will see if my wife has any tubes left over from. When
yeah,
I
there you
before.
Go. But Desitin is for drying out skin. It's not for waterproofing. It's for drying out. Like
I have. You know what? That's fair. I have eczema, so sometimes I get a chappy butthole. Mm. So okay. I just.
Well, I suppose if we're talking straight up butthole experience, you might be the expert, Joe.
I mean, since COVID happened, I can't go down on 9th and get my fix up. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
I have concerns.
What? You never been. You never been to see Earl on 9th and Hennepin if you got an anus problem? He'll take care of you.
Oh, God.
He's a good guy.
That's what I'm afraid of.
If there's a man that knows anal calluses, it's Earl.
He does. No. He's the one that taught me that any bitch with $20 can learn how to fucking type. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay.
That's true, though.
I know it is. It's set that aside.
That's all right. So that quote is from a buddy of mine when he was living in New York. My buddy was living in New York, and he was waiting for the train, and he was, where was he? Was he in Long Island, waiting for a train home? I don't remember exactly.
Nobody's
going to
fact check you on this.
No one's going to fact check me. But while he was waiting, for the train, there was just some dude in like a shitty t-shirt, a dirty suit, and like a briefcase that who knows what was in there on a payphone that was probably not hooked up because this was well into the 2000s. Just making a ruckus and screaming into it. And one of the things that he screamed into the payphone was, no, you listen to me, all right? Any bitch with $20 could learn how to fucking type, okay? And my buddy witnessed this and was just like, this is why I love this city. This is amazing. This is great. Like, what? I don't think that payphone actually works anymore either. This is magnificent. and I concur. New York is fucking great. New York's a good town. I've only visited New York twice. I loved both times. It's a great city.
I haven't been to New York City.
I also haven't been to New York City. I was told that I was made for New York City. I was told if there was ever a Minnesotan that should move to New York City, it's me.
Was it somebody who wanted to cast you on their couch?
In fact, it was one of my few guy friends that's never tried to fuck me.
Mm.
So, you know, that's cool.
Is he gay?
No, actually. Oh. He's just, there are certain people that don't want to fuck me. And I'm just fine.
Most straight guys are fucking assholes and try and fuck everything. That's just my perspective anyway. So,
your perspective comes from your personal experiences. So, yeah.
I do like fucking.
I know you do.
It's because it's great.
I mean, sex is fun. I like it. I'm a fan.
I don't even cry that much anymore when I do it.
Yeah, I was about to say, we are going to fact check you on this one.
I said that much.
Jenna, okay. Survey says?
Well, he is getting better about it.
Okay.
He doesn't blow snot in my shirt anymore. Okay. That's great.
I'll let this one slide.
Slide.
Oh, God.
It's electric.
Anyway, hey, Sasha, what have you been up to?
Just keeping my butthole clean with my bidet. I thought that was established.
I mean, I've met you. That seems like a full-time job.
You get paid for cleaning your butthole?
God, that'd be awesome. Well, if you're in porn.
You get paid for cleaning other people's buttholes.
That's true. Did you know,
that's how the profession of nursing works. Sorry.
I mean, that's true. But, like, in the Middle Ages, one of the ways that you could advance through court was to be the king's personal butt wiper.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The lord of the stool.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. And, like, that was a way, like, you could, like, it showed trust. Like, it showed the king's trust and, mm-hmm. like, you could
It was, you were trusted by. And you had the king's ear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, that's how Mike Pence became our former vice president.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, well, that just got sober.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I think we need to drink more.
Okay.
I mean, come on. Like Lindsey Graham didn't blow Donald Trump at some point. That flippity floppy yellow spineless coward.
I'm sure he's got something on half of them.
Well, sure, Mr. President, if you want me to lick your balls, I guess I surely would like to. Fuck him.
God. I don't think I'm going to get hard for weeks.
Hi, I'm Joe. I am speaking birth control. That's what I am. And now everyone listening is imagining Lindsey Graham licking Donald Trump's balls.
They're definitely trying not to. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. And you know, the more you just keep saying it, Joe, the harder it's going to be for them to not think about it.
The more he says what?
What?
Exactly.
Okay.
Where are we? How did we get here? This place is terrible. It smells like balls.
Oh, what's that from?
That's from the movie Birdman with Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Which I love that opening, just smells like balls. This place is awful. Because that's every green room ever.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it
every,
is.
Every green room in every theater has a faint smell of funk, BO, panic sweat, mid-show costume change.
Yep.
Gross.
Yeah.
Every green room or dressing room ever kind of smells like balls.
This is an accurate statement.
Yeah.
Joe, you're ruining the magic.
Sorry. I just broke the fourth wall in the worst way ever.
Right?
Yeah.
I did a podcast.
What?
I did a podcast.
You did a podcast? Was it this one?
Nope. I mean, yes, but I did a different one too.
Oh, okay. What'd you do?
I was on the Fondazzi podcast.
Oh.
They wanted to do a thing on Casimir.
Did you, nice. Salsa? Did you used to be a member of?
Yes,
Fondazzi.
12 okay. years.
Okay, I thought so.
Yep. But. No, it was funny because that's an hour podcast, and they at the beginning were like, you know, you just kind of talk and say whatever you want, and I'm like, don't tell me to do that, because I weekly put out an hour and a half, 2 hour long podcast. I don't you got to rein me back
in. This is not what you want. You think this is what you want? This is not what you want.
No, because I will just keep going until you say stop. And it was, they got to the, like, at one point, you know, they go, because Adam, he goes, you know, well, you know, just one final question before we let you go. And I'm like, what do you mean? We've only been at this for like 10 minutes. it's, what? Done already? The hell you say? It felt right? like nothing at all. So it's like, I have so much more things to say. Shit. So anyway.
Say them now. Say them all now.
Also tell us, what do you wish you had said on the Fondazzi podcast?
Oh, God, no. I will let people find out for themselves by listening to the show. Okay. I don't want to spoil what I did and didn't say without them having going over and listening to that. Besides, there's a possibility I'll be on again. To talk about various things because just
you don't want to ruin that chance. I get
well,
it.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, because you know, things like he mentioned that they're maybe going to do a costuming podcast or a costuming episode in the future. And if they do that, you know, I did a bunch of the costuming for them, you know, back when I was still a member. So that's something they would maybe talk about. So, but anyway, yeah, go. I'll plug this later, but yeah, check out the Fondazzi podcast when that drops. I'll let people know.
Is it fire?
I mean, there was definitely conversation of fire that happened.
I was doing like what the kids say.
What do the kids say?
Is it like it's so fire?
Joe, I think you're the youngest one here.
That's a thing now? They say that?
Actually, it... You know what? It was a thing like 4 years ago. It's probably not a thing anymore.
Okay.
Like, to be fair.
My wife is a high school teacher, so she usually... Yeah, I can't talk. This beer is really good. She usually keeps me up to date on some of the slang, but I've never heard that one. I know Gucci was the thing like 4 years ago.
Now that Jess has moved out, I have no idea what's happening with the kids nowadays.
It's because y'all are fucking ratchet.
I don't know. Okay. What? Is that good?
No.
Like the video game character?
Aw.
Is it because we go when we move? Because I do that.
I mean, I also do that, yes.
It's because you're ignorant, trashy tramps is basically what that means.
I was an ignorant, trashy tramp when I was 12.
I don't understand this reference either.
I don't think that was a reference. I think that was just...
Being 12?
No! Actually, I'm not sure I was ever 12, but...
Like Athena, you sprang fully formed from your father's head.
Oh, no. No, my mom definitely let me know that's not how that took place.
Yeah.
Anyway, hi, James!
James is here!
Hi, friend.
And his audio is shit, so he's not going to say anything.
So we'll let him be far away for a bit.
All right. Jenna, what have you been up to?
I'm getting a tart, or a cheesecake, actually. I ordered a cheesecake today.
So the tart is getting a cheesecake?
Yes.
You can't eat cheese.
No, but also see, that. Okay. So, Aaron Kennedy.
Yes.
Has a cheesecake and tarts thing.
Yep.
That she's doing, a little side business thing. And I found out that she can make her cheesecakes and tarts not only dairy-free, but coconut-free. Which a lot of times you use coconut as a dairy substitute.
Are you legally able to call it a cheesecake if it contains no cheese?
This is America, not France. You can call fucking whatever you want, whatever you want.
Basically, like, here's what went down. I messaged her, and I was like, okay, here's the thing. There is a long list of things that I can't have. But I would like to order the richest, chocolatiest thing that you can make me. I will give you money for this. Tell me if this is doable. And she was like, oh, okay, well, how many things? And I just, like, just this list of things. And she was
everything
like, okay.
Except chewing gum and hope.
No, I can't have hope either.
Oh, okay.
That's
why you're dating.
I know, right? So anyway, but she was like, okay, I can work with this. I'm like, can you really? She's like, yeah, I think so. Let me ask you a few more questions. And then she showed me like the ingredients list on the packaging, to be like, can you just verify this for me for like the type of chocolate she's using and like all this other stuff? And I was like, yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. She's like, yeah, I got this. It's going to cost you a bunch of money. I'm like, I don't care. I take my money. Give me chocolate. I ordered a cheesecake today. And she's like, so how soon did you want this? And that was the moment that it clicked for me. And I went, oh, Valentine's Day is this weekend. And I bet
it
you
was?
She is working on it's this coming weekend.
Oh, this coming. Okay.
Yeah.
It's on the 14th. Today's the 8th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't That's do all right. that 20... to me.
The year 2020 said... created time soup for everybody.
Yeah. Well, no, as I was ordering, I was like, and she was like, so how soon did you need this? And I was like, oh, right. She's working on a whole bunch of orders right now for people that like actually celebrate Valentine's Day. I was like, no occasion, just whenever. She's like, so wait a minute. You want the biggest cheesecake I can make for no occasion? I'm like, yes. This is an accurate statement. She's like, okay, how about next Tuesday? I'm like, sweet.
Literally.
So yeah, apparently also this is your PSA. Valentine's Day is this weekend. Sunday.
That's good to know.
If you hadn't planned something for your significant other and it is a thing that you celebrate, Heads up, buddy.
It is not a thing I celebrate. It is a thing my wife celebrates.
That's fair.
And that means I need to know about
it. Right. Like, Joe and I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day. Although, last year, that foie gras.
I did buy a pound of foie gras.
Nice. Yeah.
We fried it up and ate it. Over several days, because you can't just eat a pound of foie gras in one sitting.
Accepted, sir.
Okay, all right. Let me rephrase that. You absolutely can. However, pound of foie gras is, you know, not the cheapest thing in the world. So stretching it out, not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. It's basically a hunk of butter. So if you eat too much of that shit, you're going to get a tummy ache.
And possibly princess butt.
And I'll be fucking happiest tummy ache ever.
Indeed. No. Like, don't get me wrong. Having a hunk of foie gras, just like, I'm going to eat this. Awesome. I don't do that flowers and chocolates and jewelry shit. Fuck that. Here's a hunk of foie gras. Let's eat it.
Foie gras. Anyway.
So, yeah, I ordered cheesecake. And then I watched a couple of the Super Bowl ads.
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch the Super Bowl. And, but I had to watch a couple of them because some of my friends and people that I've worked with in the theater community were in Super Bowl commercials this year. And I was just like, I took improv with this guy. I directed this person. And like, I was just like, well, now I have to watch. Like, mm-hmm.
This makes sense.
And they were all fantastic. The ones that I watched because my friends were,
No, keep going.
Pardon me. I know. I got distracted.
Yeah. Sorry.
Lights. These things happen. But yeah, so like it was this conflated feeling of like being super proud that this person that I had directed was in this really good commercial. And like also just very humbling that like I at one point got to direct this person, like, and like, oh my God, look at how far they've gone.
Do you mind if I ask which commercials? Do you know, remember?
So the person I took improv classes with was in a Jimmy John's commercial. And the person that I directed was in, oh God, it's not that good of a commercial because I don't remember what it is. shit.
That's fine. We can look it up later, but.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Okay.
It was funny, Jimmy Johns. I wasn't paying attention to the product. I was paying attention.
Yeah, no, definitely.
In case I needed to give him notes later or something.
I tell you what. How about we take a break?
Okay.
We will let Jenna look up the commercial, and we will try to figure out James's audio, and then we'll come back at you in a little bit.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
So anyway.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Joe or some shit.
Oh, God. You better pay real good attention when you go to cut this episode together. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Someone will get it.
James.
Yes.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking boxed wine.
Boxed wine? Are you daft? Nobody?
Puts me right out.
Nobody?
Cardboard really? Box. A yeah. very good year.
Brandon Patton? Boxed wine? Are you...
Troglodytes. No, we got it. Joe responded even.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're just not listening again. Jesus Christ.
What do we expect from Salsa? That's what he does.
Yeah, you're doing
or
that thing.
Rather doesn't.
I don't actually have the audio on in my headphones.
Yeah.
That explains a lot. That's
he's just watching us like a Punch and Judy show.
Dance for me, my puppets.
Dance, puppet, dance.
What kind of boxed wine, James? Boxed wine? Are you daft?
It's a Pinot Noir.
Oh.
From Bota Box.
You know what? Bota Box is good shit.
No, Bota is in the boxed wine realm, a good one.
Hey, man. Yeah, fucking,
it's decent.
Screw that shit. Take the bag out of the box. Jam a straw in it. Treat it like a grown-up
Capri Sun.
Take
the bag out, slap it. Yep.
Slap the bag. Mm.
Yep.
Slap it.
Yeah. Slap in the bag is a time-honored tradition. I don't know where the fuck that started, but it is a lot more fun than it should be.
I have heard that it is practice for bagpiping.
What?
I have heard that it is practice for bagpiping.
I don't think that that's the case.
I know you're joking, but I don't actually know that you're joking. Like,
shut up, Salsa.
No, you put the bag under your arm and you squirt a stream at the
No, slapping the bag is holding
the bag above your head and then hitting it as hard as... I'm familiar with slapping a bag, James. Yes, I know. Like, I don't think there's a euphemism there.
Don't underestimate Salsa and his bag slapping, James.
I also don't want to overestimate Salsa. Is the struggle
that's a good
at
policy.
Hand.
That's
really,
a good policy.
You just need to middle of the
I just
road
need to
estimate
Salsa.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
What is Salsa? Who is Salsa? Where is Salsa? Why is Salsa?
Why is
Salsa? How is Salsa?
You'll never be able to explain why is Salsa.
You know the that line from one of the Adventurous movies? Where is Gamora? Who is Gamora?
Yeah,
and then Dave Bautista going, "I've got one better. Why is Gamora?" Apparently, that was a complete ad lib on Bautista's part.
Good ad lib.
Yeah,
good ad lib.
Good.
Yeah. He just seems like he's a super nice and hilarious dude.
I'm really interested to see him. As Raban in the new Dune.
Mm.
Oh, is he? Oh. I hadn't heard the casting for that.
Yeah, he's Raban.
Neat.
Dang.
He's Raban Harkonnen.
Jeez. Yeah, I don't know that I can deal with him being a bad guy.
And I mean, you
I
know
mean,
what? Like,
have you never seen his WWE persona?
No, I have, but
he
like
was the bad guy for ever.
That's like being the bad guy on a daytime soap opera.
Yeah, he was still the bad guy. And he was fucking great as the bad guy.
I'm not saying that he can't.
When he fake face turned, it was the coolest fucking thing ever.
Yeah, no. I do not doubt the man's credentials or capability. That is not at all what I'm saying. What I am saying is that, like, he makes such a great good guy.
And there is a difference between a wrestling bad guy and, like,
movie
a
villain.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Like, there is definitely a difference. In
yeah.
That.
All right. And like, the Harkonnens are, like, quintessentially atomically bad.
Oh, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, at the molecular level,
no,
at the subatomic level.
But I also think...
They're basically the Borgias of the Dune world.
Mm.
Wait, like the pianist guy that does the punctuation?
No, God.
What?
Jesus.
And the inflationary language.
Oh. Don't... Don't dignify that.
Seriously, Joe, this is a music reference. How are you not getting this?
Well, I said Borza.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, though.
Victor Borga.
Yeah, see, you mispronounced his name and therefore disrespected his memory.
Are you kidding? I'm sorry.
So, fuck you.
I thought you were a music person. Victor Borga would find this fucking hilarious.
If I could think of another musician, okay, other than Tom Lehrer.
No,
who
I'm
would
sorry.
Find completely mispronouncing or mistaking someone's name for
You're
a
right.
different
Victor,
name.
Victor Borga would appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. There you okay. go.
A joke okay. does
However,
not
that was
you.
Just unclear because, you know,
oh
you
my
can be
God.
Better, is what I'm saying.
Oh
you
my
be
God. Don't play a, don't fucking pull a Peter Schickley on us and pretend did, you don't know.
Did I finally find the thing that offends Joe? Is
no,
that...
no. No, you got to try harder than that, baby.
Oh, okay.
You
gotta
try. Okay. Actually, though, real question. Fucking dweebos. Who is excited, apprehensive, worried, or neutral, or whatever, about the upcoming Dune movie?
I am.
All of it?
All of it? Just all Damn. Of it?
Because
all
I'm of kind of all of it, too. I'm kind of like... I don't know, man. It's Dune. Like, it's real easy to fuck that up. Clearly.
Yeah.
With movie
yeah.
shit.
It's because it's happened twice now.
I feel like it has to be somewhere between what exists, you know, the two that we have already. It can't be the super soft, delicate, romantic comedy that the miniseries was, but it also needs to not be like the boiled horse anus that David Lynch gave us.
Look, it doesn't have shirtless Sting, so I'm not. I don't care.
Right,
fuck this movie. There's no shirtless Sting.
Seriously,
and there is something to be said for that.
Oh, shirtless.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong, David. All right, I'm one of the biggest David Lynch shills you'll ever meet. Right. When asked about David Lynch's fucking, I don't know, The Interrogation of Jacob or whatever that was on Netflix a couple of years ago, where it's all black and white and David Lynch interviews a monkey for like 20 minutes, which that's it.
Sounds
that's
amazing.
It's fucking great. But like a buddy of mine was like, hey, did you watch that David Lynch thing on Netflix? And I'm like, I did. David Lynch talks to a monkey for 20 minutes. I don't know what else to tell you. It was both a total waste of my time and I loved every second of it because I'm a David Lynch slut. I'm all about this shit. So David Lynch's Dune has a big place in my heart. It was like one of the first movies I ever remember watching. I thought it was awesome.
Awful lot.
It really, really does. like David Lynch's Dune, Buckaroo Banzai, Alien, and Brazil were like some of the first movies that I remember watching. And I'm like under the age of 7 with all this shit. So, you know, and then when I was 12, I watched Blue Velvet with my mom. So I'm fucked up. But my point being, David Lynch's Dune, even though messy, if you're a book person, right? That movie has its issues. And Dune in and of itself by Frank Herbert is a hard book to fucking adapt. So I'm excited to see what they do. I'm very curious. Granted, David Lynch's Dune, like Salsa said, does have shirtless Sting, all right, first of all.
Yeah.
Like, oiled up shirtless. Oiled up weird space skivvy Sting. Sting's looking good in that shot, especially with kind of the weird incesty Baron Harkonnen being like, and Fade, lovely, lovely Fade. Where's my doctor? Kind of weird. It's like he wants to fuck his nephew. It's kind of fucked up. But, you know, Harkonnens. I mean, going back to my analogy earlier, Cesare and Lucrezia banged.
Oh, obviously. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
have you seen Cesare? I would have.
Lucrezia is more my speed, but that's cool.
unless
I've got like a big pile of hummus laying around and I'm fucking from the Medici family, then I'll fuck Cesare. That's a reference to an obscure TV show about the Borgia family.
Why wouldn't you have hummus laying around if you're a Borgia?
That's true. It was a really disturbing, rapey scene from this Netflix show. Anyway.
It was a good show, though.
It was a great show. And then I made the mistake of showing it to my mother.
Why would you do that?
Because I forgot that it was this kind of show. And, like, I was like, my mom likes history and she's Catholic and shit. And then I forgot that there's titties in the title sequence, and I showed her the pilot and watched it with her, and I was like, okay, Jesus Christ. And then my mom was like, after the pilot was over, she was like, is there any more? And I was like, there sure is. And I pushed play, and I left the room because I couldn't watch any more of that fucking – because, like, in the first episode, Rodrigo Borges is, like, going down on his fucking mistress
yep.
before he's like, I am the Pope. And I'm like, I can't watch this next to my mom. Like, this is weird.
It was a good show. No, honestly, and Italian history is something that I have studied, read extensively, and I fucking love it. And so the Medici's, the Borgias, you know, the all of those, the Pazzis, all of them,
fucking
love
great.
All of that shit so much. And just how all of that... I have a book. Joe, you would love this book. I have a book upstairs on my bookshelf called The Sex Lives of the Popes.
That's awesome.
It is an amazing book. It is part of a series, The Sex Lives Of, where they have The Sex Lives of Roman Emperors, The Sex Lives of the Popes, The Sex Lives of... whoever.
Please tell me that like Benjamin Franklin takes up like three volumes on its own.
I'm sure he does. But
the Sex Life of Benjamin Franklin, volume 7.
but yeah, The Sex Lives of the Popes, fantastic book. When we finally get out of here, I will let you borrow it. It's so good.
Dude, that sounds like fun. That sounds like a good time.
It is. It is such a good time. Because it is not a skinny book.
No, they're a bunch of corrupt, dirty motherfuckers.
Oh yeah,
like,
I mean, that's pretty much just like humanity, though. Like,
uh-huh. Oh, for sure,
we think that there are innocent times.
No, definitely.
But
take
not.
Humanity and give them ultimate power.
Uh huh.
Yeah. No, it's some good shit.
No, that sounds good. James, I think your
what
sound
were we talking
may have
about?
Glitched out again. I was prattling on about Dune.
Yeah, no, we can't hear James at all. James is gone. So, anyway.
Aww.
You asked how we feel about the upcoming Dune, and this is what I will say. I feel none of those. And I will
all
tell
right.
you why. Because I purposefully ignore that shit until after it comes out. And then I can actually find out what people think. Because the speculation is just speculation. And people spend...
Well, no, that's true, but like people, a trailer drops...
I don't have the time for that shit. A
trailer's
trailer
like
drops,
2 minutes.
I go, okay, it's 2 minutes out of my fucking time.
Fair enough.
No, it's like, because there are people that will watch the trailer and then, like, watch it again and like break it down frame for frame and look at the background and see who they can see in the background and what's going on and you know, is there a reference to something in here, you know, and they'll like zoom in on a touch screen in the back to see if there's a number or a name that they recognize in back, and they're like, you know, like they will take this 2 minutes and they will do a 40-minute YouTube video about breaking down all of the little things that they saw in there, and I'm like, fuck that. I don't give a shit that it exists until it comes out, and then I will go, did you like it?
Fair.
No? Well, then I won't spend any time on it. Did you like it?
That's
yeah?
Fair.
Well, I'll go see it.
That's fair. I get that. I have neither a wife nor children, so during 2020, I watched a lot of that shit because... Like I said, I don't have a wife or so I'm just like here by myself trying not to get COVID. So it's like, hey, yeah. See, Dune trailer analyses.
See, Joe, the rest of us got hobbies.
It's, well, like, you know, I can only beat my dick my like hobby. It owes me money so much before it gets a little chafed.
Accurate. I've heard that Utter Cream works pretty good for that.
Yeah, but it's not slippery. It soaks in.
No, you don't want it to be too slippery. You need a little bit of friction. Otherwise, you can't feel it. Otherwise, it's just...
it's bullshit.
You don't want it sloppy. You want it to be... You want to have a nice...
Bullshit.
You
know,
don't tell me what I do and don't want.
Put on a towel and you have yourself a day.
No, if
listeners,
it's... If it's too sloppy, you don't feel anything. You need to have something to push against.
It's... Well, that's why... Fucking fortunately, I got fucking calluses on my hands. And that's where that...
I recommend Utter Cream.
It's, you know what? Here's a great thing. I will back this till the day I die. Listeners to Apropos of Nothing that have penises, if you got nothing else going on, fucking dump some olive oil on your junk and have a good day. This shit works.
It's not a baguette.
It's not. It's awesome. You pretend you're fucking a Borgia.
No, don't use olive oil. Okay. Olive oil is good for cooking.
Wait.
Use vegetable oil or something else you don't care about.
If you use vegetable oil, then it just smells like fucking stir fry, and then you might as well be fucking me.
Whatever you do, do not use rapeseed oil.
Actually. Rapeseed oil has a really high smoke point, so
it
depending
does.
Upon how vigorously you're jacking it, that might work the best.
Oh my god. Hey guys, so James might be late, so maybe I should invite somebody onto the podcast to help us out with this while James is... Nope. Okay.
I don't know of anybody.
Just trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm talking about is science fiction, masturbation.
Yeah.
We've all learned a valuable lesson that
see,
any bitch with $20 can learn how to fucking type.
I would actually go with Corabaro oil.
Wait, Kuwabara? Like the anime character?
No, Corabaro.
You can extract oil from that? Oil-based paints.
Corabara is an oil that a lot of sword swallowers use to lube their swords because it is non-toxic. Yeah.
Hey, listeners that have vaginas, just don't. Just don't.
Salsa, that sounds like great advice if I could suck my own dick. But since I'm talking about just jacking it.
You can. You can.
It's no, if I could suck my own dick, I wouldn't be here right now.
You can. You just can't yet.
All right, yeah, I got to get the Marilyn Manson surgery and remove the ribs from my chest.
Don't encourage. Please.
That was
don't.
A fun myth. That was a fun myth.
Yeah.
Well,
also,
is it?
Also.
Apparently, in Europe, Prince was the one that was rumored to have that done.
Mm.
Like in America, it was Marilyn Manson, but in Europe, Prince was the one who had that surgery done.
I don't think any of us are surprised by that.
No, it was the anime character Kuwabara, who had it.
Oh, okay.
From Yu Yu Hakusho? Yeah.
All right. Everybody, don't listen to James. His microphone is still having problems, apparently.
What do y'all think about Marilyn Manson? Because when I first read about Marilyn Manson shit, one, I was like, damn, that shit sucks. And that's fucking awful. At the same time, I was like, I mean, yeah, are any of us really surprised that Marilyn Manson did that?
I haven't
look
listened
at him.
To anything.
Look at him.
I haven't listened to a Marilyn Manson album since Mechanical Animals came out. And I liked him in high school, but then I was no longer in high school.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do.
Yeah, but am I surprised at all? No.
It's like Marilyn Manson was a shitty, manipulative...
No, he was an absolute piece of shit back then.
Abusive, rapey partner. It's like, well, yeah. I'm not shocked. I don't like hearing it. I don't like hearing that anybody does that. But
no,
it's
God,
also
no.
like, oh shit, this is not a revelation that Marilyn Manson was shitty.
It's like if somebody told you that Tom Green was unstable or that Andy Dick is a piece of shit, you just go,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I absolutely. No,
I want to add, like, that is not to negate the experiences.
No,
of,
not at all.
Okay. Hell no.
No. I was just about to say, I hope he gets the book thrown at him. I really do. Mm-hmm. I want him to suffer for what he has done. But if you're going to be like, oh no, it happens to the no, he's such a nice guy. No.
Like, and if anybody starts to victim blame over this one, you're out.
No.
I don't even care.
No.
You're scraping if you're going to start victim blaming for this.
God, no.
You just are.
Yeah.
Nope. The less said, the better, I think.
Yeah, way to bring the room down, Joe.
Piece of shit.
I mean, that's what he does. That's his
you
move.
You asked me here to... talk about things. What?
Goddamn.
We should have been more specific.
Seriously, y'all, if you give me like an outline or a script, I'll follow it, but no one did that. So.
Would you?
If we said Star Trek, then we would get 45 minutes on how Riker had sex with some part of the spaceship.
Wait, the holodeck. No, wait.
Okay, that's just fact, all right? That's accepted. Canon.
In that one episode
fact.
With What's-Her-Face, who's the ultimate mate, he leaves her quarters, and he explicitly fucking hits his little comm badge, and he's like, Bridge, this is Riker. I'll be on holodeck 3 if you need me, because he's going to go fuck a holo whore. He's gonna go get it on with the best reimagining of minuet
dear
that
listeners.
He could make because the Binars are gone because that species sucks and the Klingons hunted them for sport because fuck the Binars.
Dear listeners.
See, any
topic. No, James, no.
Literally any topic.
Dear listeners, you are about to see in real time a man get blue balls. Ready? Watch this. Hey, Joe, what is the difference between a religion and a cult?
That's not blue.
And balls, we but... are going to break. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at AONpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at AONpodcast.com or collectively at feedback@AONpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
I'm just scratching it.
Yeah.
Story checks out. All right.
And we have a fast five.
Fast five.
Yay.
How fast is it?
It's so fast. Is that how it works? Before you.
It's well,
today's fast
communist.
Five comes to us from Dennis Zastera.
Zastera. Zastera. Zastera. Zastera.
Dennis starts this by saying, "Hello, friends. I've added a little story before the questions. Hope you enjoy." Ooh. There then follows 9 paragraphs of Lorem Ipsum.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
Which I will now read in its entirety.
Lorem Ipsum, dolor sit amet.
No, let's do it.
It's the fucking Silmarillion of the Fast Five? Jesus. Yep.
No, anyway. It's Lorem Ipsum, so it makes more sense.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's an plot. All right,
Shuffle
here we go.
This up, then.
Question number one. Big or little?
I was about to say, James loves tiny things.
I did just show everybody the tiny train that goes around my miniature Christmas tree.
It
not
is
a euphemism.
Not
this time.
I mean, you know what they say. You know what they say. Go big or go fuck yourself. So I'm going to have to go with big.
Yeah. Well, I'll be back in a little bit then.
Whoa. Big or little?
Anal calluses.
If I had to lose a toe, I would lose my little toe and not my big toe.
I would want to lose a middle toe, and that's not one of the options.
No, it's not one of the options. I'm going little.
But that's balance. You're losing so much. But also, if you lose a big toe, that's awful.
Big. I don't fucking know what we're talking about.
You're writing that song right now in your head, aren't you?
The anal calluses to fucking the one song from Silence of the Rings. Silence of the Rings? Shit.
Yeah,
Silence of the Rams. Oh my god. I really want to make Silence of the Rings now. I don't know what
I killed Sauron. No. I killed him and I ate his liver with some fringe hobbit song. Fava beans.
Oh.
Fringe.
Silence of the Rings.
Okay. My precious.
Fucking instead of a swastika blanket on his bed, it's the white hand of Sauron quilt.
Oh, God.
I mean,
well,
yeah,
well,
that's
he's sewing
accurate.
Together an Uruk-hai skin fucking suit.
It
I don't
puts
know.
The ring upon
I don't
its
know.
Finger or else it gets the hose again.
It's I don't know how Silence of the Rings works, but that was a
You're
happy accident.
Find out. You are
oh
going
my god,
to find
out. It's beautiful. All right. Anyway, my answer to the Fast Five is big. I don't All even right. know.
Question number two. Val Kilmer.
Okay.
Or George Clooney.
Oh, Val
I
Kilmer.
Had the biggest crush on Val Kilmer when I was a little kid.
This is a Batman reference.
It might be. They were both Batmans.
Funny. I completely forgot about that. That is a good point. Because that my is, brain.
Val Kilmer was
my
the
brain,
second
my,
Batman?
My brain went to Heist.
Ooh.
Because one was Heat, one's Ocean's 11.
Well, and not just Heat, but The Saint also.
Uh-huh. So, he was great, So George Clooney is awesome as Daniel Ocean, but Val Kilmer in Heat is fucking awesome.
I gotta go
because
with Val
Heat
Kilmer
is fucking awesome. However, if it's Batman, George Clooney. So, you know what? No,
Tombstone is the trump card in this deck.
If I,
you know what, I'm switching. I'm going with George Clooney because you're probably right. If it's fucking Dead Disaster, it's fucking Batman. I've met this guy.
I might be going with a Batman thing.
So I'm going with George Clooney.
Okay.
Even though
I'm going to say
George Clooney and Val Kilmer suck as Batman. Fuck Batman. Batman sucks. There, I said it.
He is a whiny emo bitch.
Get
I'm going
over
with
it.
Val Kilmer from Willow.
Ooh.
Any opportunity I have to go with Val Kilmer from Willow, I'm going Val Kilmer from Willow.
Oh, that's tough but fair. I'm going to choose Val Kilmer because I prefer burgers from Val's to burgers off of a George Foreman grill.
What?
I don't even goes know. To wonderful places, James.
This is why I ignore him.
I'm getting you an Adderall prescription for Christmas so you can pay attention.
Aww.
Question number 3. New York or Treasure Island?
Well, New York, because any bitch with $20 can learn how to fucking type.
Yeah, but on Treasure Island, that bitch doesn't need to know how to type.
Yeah, but she'll just be a whore. And then
what's wrong with that? People gotta work.
Sex work.
There is that.
Yeah, but New York has clinics. Treasure Island don't.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, if we're talking about the whore benefit package, then New York. Probably.
Yeah,
New York.
Tim Curry appearances. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, or Muppet Treasure Island. Muppet Treasure Island had a much better Tim Curry.
That's true.
He was Long John Silver. He was fucking Long John Silver. Gotta go with that.
I didn't even think about that. Good job, James. Good job. Props.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen Home Alone 2.
Of the Home Alone films, it was the second.
All right. You know what? I was warming up to you, but you said that, and now we're not friends no more.
Oh, you got way closer than any of us have.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
I'm going to go with New York, because it sounds hot in Treasure Island. And fuck that.
Bleh.
I'm going with New York because... New York has fucking McSorley's, which is an awesome fucking brewery.
I'm also guessing that it's pretty difficult to get a kosher bagel with lox on Treasure Island.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and let's face it, fucking lox are the shit.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, so we're all agreed, lox are the shit.
Yeah.
Question number 4.
Thank you, Jews.
Good or bad?
Bad. There. Bad. Fuck it. Bad. I'm sticking with it. I don't even know what they're talking about. Bad.
Yeah, no, like, here's...
It's so arbitrary, it doesn't matter.
Like, yeah. I'm gonna go good.
Okay. Here's my
I have a feeling that this is about, you know, what did you think of this movie or so-and-so's performance in this thing or whatever.
Yeah, out of context.
And I am generally pretty kind in my assessments. So I'm gonna say good.
She has, after all, put up with us. And well, I say that to the 3 remaining people here.
I'm definitely going with bad, then.
Okay.
It's my surprise
face. Yeah, you're a judgy motherfucker.
Well, you guys are assholes, and I'm a super dickhead. So
I'm going to quote...
Terribly surprised.
I'm going to quote the great American patriot, Gordon Gekko. Greed is good.
Huh.
So I'm going good.
All right.
I
okay, all right there. All right, Oliver. Thank you.
I'm going to go with good.
Okay.
Because it is its own reward.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
How very Protestant of you.
But is it? Okay.
Question number 5.
Thank you.
Sorry, I fumbled the box. I'm sorry.
I was about to throw a tantrum.
I fumbled the box. It slipped. Question number 5. Black or blue?
Black Lives Matter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going with it.
Yep. Sounds good to me.
Yep.
Yep.
Spot on.
What if he's talking about berries? They're both delicious.
I mean, I love blueberries.
I'm not going to eat either of them, so.
No, you should.
Don't they kill you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? Well, then that would be a good reason.
Berries kill you.
Uh-huh.
To not.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, basically.
Joe, are you storing that away?
Well, kind of. No, Joe, I can eat all of the fruits that he can't eat, and mm-hmm. he can eat all of the fruits that I can't eat.
Yeah, they got a real Jack Sprat thing going on.
Jesus Christ.
Salsa Sprat can eat no blueberries. Jenna can eat no bananas.
God damn.
And between the two of them,
hopefully nobody died.
Y'all are weak as shit up here in the north. Tell you what. Can't eat berries? Can't have spicy food?
Oh, I love spice. Bring on the fucking spice.
Joe's being pissy because he made chili this weekend. And like, when I first went to test the spiciness of the chili, like, it hit the back of my throat. Mm. And I had a reaction. Because it hit the back of my throat. And Joe was like, oh my God, what the hell? It's not even, there's not even jalapenos in this. And I'm just like, no, you don't understand. My nose is drippy. Okay.
We worked through that. What insults me about that statement is I don't put jalapenos in my chili. But he was having habanero peppers like a fucking man.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't need to see through time. But you want to eat chili?
Chili.
Then you should suffer a little to enjoy it. All right. I grew up Catholic.
I knew that's what it
requires penance.
Chili is Catholic.
The penitent man shall eat. All right. That's how spicy food works.
That is. Huh.
If your nose doesn't run, your asshole doesn't hurt later, and your forehead's not a little sweaty when you're eating spicy food. It's not spicy food.
Yeah. Whenever we have Indian food, we have the food that everybody else shares, and then we have my food.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like normal, and then hot.
Mine.
More fire.
Mine.
Minnesota normal, and then Indian normal.
Yes.
Yeah.
To be fair, is it spicy? All right.
Is it ketchup spicy or is it like pepper spicy?
Yeah.
I've told the...
Because if it's spicy like ground pepper, I just don't think I can do it.
I've told the Angela ketchup story, right?
What?
It was a die laughing, I want to say four or five, where Angela came back from across the street getting lunch, and she was eating her lunch, and I suddenly hear her go... Ooh, that ketchup's got a kick.
Yes.
And I turned to her and I was like, that is the most Minnesota thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
Salsa, I'm going to make you my chili. Because I think salsa...
Yes.
Salsa would like my chili.
Salsa would appreciate your chili.
No,
James,
sorry,
adults are talking.
Yeah.
No, James,
I love Joe's chili. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's. I mean, because I want my breath to smell and my nose to sweat. Mm-hmm. That's I want to eat it outside when it's February 8th in Minnesota and and -7 degrees and be like, I'm fine right
now. Banning yourself.
That's what it should be. That's what it should be. Anyway, regarding the question of black or blue, if it's berries, coin toss because they're delicious. If it's what lives matter, black. And if it's something else, I'm just going to go black to be on the safe side. Cause
okay.
I don't think Smurfs come in a different shade, so I'm not worried about that, and I don't give a shit about Smurfs.
Smurfs come in Smurfette.
Yes.
It's, yeah.
And now for the context.
Oh my god.
We open up the second email and it says, and that's why you should never trust me. So now, some context. Hello, friends. I've added a little story before the questions. Hope you enjoy. Lorem ipsum dolor sit amet, consectetur adipiscitum elit, sed do aismod tempor incidunt un labore et dolor magnum aliquae.
Is this whole thing in fucking Latin?
Potentiulum ac tortor vitae, purus faucibus, ornare suspendisse sed, sit amet facilisis, magna.
I grew up Catholic.
Etiam.
I didn't have to listen to this much Latin.
Risus fugiat in ante metus. Nisel vet pretium lectus quam id leo in. Gravida cum socis natoque penatibus et magnis de parturium.
Oh. Oh, God, the parturium.
Nulla aliquet enem tortor ad actore urna nunc un cursus vitae ultricis leo integur malesuda nunc ipsum dolor sit amet consequetur adipiscum turpis in eo mi bibendum neque laurit suspendisse interdum consectetur.
I won't.
Turpis in ae imbibidum neque egestas conque quisque egestas elefind quam adipiscum vitae proinsagitus nisel roncus matis roncus portitor roncus dolor porusum aenum presditum elementum facilis leo sanctus et netus et malesedu famus ecturpus. Palinesque habitant morbi tricisque sanctus et
God damn it. Still going.
Massa plerequat deus ultriqueques lacus sed turpus ultriques gravida dictum fusque ut placerat.
On the one hand, I really want to punch salsa right now. On the other hand, messengiario non importante.
Hold on, I've got 5 more paragraphs to go.
Do we have to read? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll sum up.
No, it's great. I'm going to go take a shit.
I'm going to keep going.
Okay. Big or little?
Oh, my God. Dennis, you've done it now.
Wait, is this... Would you prefer to have Big Trouble in Little China or Little Trouble in Big China?
I swear to Glob, this email was sent before we started recording. Big or little? You're cuddling with Joe. Which spoon is he?
Oh. Little spoon.
Often?
Yeah. I just imagine him nestled in my arms, secure. He sighs contentedly.
Often? Yes.
I run my hands through his hair.
I like it there. I like that.
Give him a little peck, like right where his neck joins his shoulders, you know.
Yep. That's his favorite place. A little peck. Nice. No,
Joe good, would be a good my spot.
I mean, he's going to get a little peck somewhere else yeah, too, no. but
Joe would
you know.
Be my, Joe would be my big spoon.
Okay.
I said big, but also I don't know how to cuddle with myself. I guess I do have a cuddle pillow. So I guess if
pillow.
I'm by myself, I am the big spoon with cuddle pillow.
That's fair.
Cuddle pillow being my third girlfriend.
Yeah.
Jenna yeah. would be my second girlfriend, and my right yeah. hand would be my first girlfriend. My right hand is and always has been and always shall be my primary.
Yeah.
That's just how that works.
So mm-hmm. so you're spooning your hand.
It's... I kind of ball up.
It would be difficult for your hand to be the big spoon, so... So
polyhandery, because it's at the end of his polyarmory.
Sure, yeah.
Polyarmory.
Oh, my God.
Polyarmory is what, like, crazy militia groups fucking have in their basement.
Yep. Have you seen my armory and my other armory?
That is... Literally what I have, yes.
I'm intrigued, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
Anyway, what's the next one?
Wait, I didn't give my answer.
Mm.
Which is, when cuddling with Joe, sometimes I am the big spoon. Sometimes Joe is the big spoon.
Fair.
So that really is just sit where we're
I'm sorry, you have to pick one, though.
If I have to pick one, I think that my arm doesn't get as tired as quickly as Joe's arm does. Like, you know how you do the mm-hmm. arm under the neck?
Yeah,
I've managed to find the perfect spot to keep my arm from having the blood.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for longevity, if Joe mm-hmm. and I are cuddling, I'm the big spoon longer.
So he's the small spoon. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
When Joe and I cuddle, sometimes I'm the big spoon and sometimes he's the little spoon.
I prefer
but
you.
But I always give him the courtesy reach around.
Well, no, here's the thing. It's with you and Salsa, James, with you and Salsa, I would much rather you all be the big spoon because you got that long hair. So those mm-hmm. ponytails fucking tickle my nose and shit. And I can't, mm-hmm. I just mm-hmm. can't nuzzle. It's all itchy and shit.
Yeah, but when you're the big spoon, you gotta do the work. Oh, I don't wanna do that.
No, you don't. You cup the titty or the junk.
You cup the titty,
or do a little back rub, do a little rubby rub.
You gotta give the little kisses.
You don't have to do that. You just have to.
Wait, which is gonna be itchier? Is it gonna be the hair in your face?
All the little spoon has to do is
the beard on your neck.
Bullshit. Big spoon, all you gotta do is be like, I'm not your dad and I don't hate you. Like, that's all you gotta do when you're the big spoon.
Okay, like, but James had a very relevant question to you specifically, Joe.
Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I know.
You again, because this is important.
Yeah, so, which is gonna be worse? Having my braid like pulled out of the way, right? But there, is that gonna be itchier? Or is it gonna be itchier to have my beard on the back of your neck? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it depends on what you're saying.
Sweet
it really
nothings.
Does depend on what you're saying. Like, if it sounds good, then I can forgo that beard tickle.
Oh, right.
But okay. But if I mean, and I can definitely ignore it if like who's daddy's little cunt or some weird shit like that. Then I'm on board.
Well, all right.
Like, don't fucking treat me like a weakling. Come on, James. Hey, I've had a bidet longer than any of you guys. My butt.
No,
was
you
soft
you,
as
you
shit.
Top from the bottom.
So I, you better.
I know. I've heard.
Question number two: Val Kilmer or George Clooney? This one not a big surprise. Who played the better Bruce Wayne in the '90s?
Not the better Batman. The better Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
That is a distinction.
Still George Clooney.
I gotta switch for.
I gotta disagree.
I got for Bruce Wayne. I've gotta switch to George Clooney.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
George Clooney has a sophistication and a level of rich whereas Val Kilmer is too rough around the edges. He's new money, whereas Bruce Wayne is old money. George Clooney's an old money.
Okay. All right. You might be changing my mind.
I'm actually going to go that way, too, for pretty much the same reasons. There's almost a, dare I say, James Bond-esque feel around his Bruce
Wayne. A little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Because I was going to say Val Kilmer really strikes me as like the insomniac weirdo.
Oh, well. I mean, there is that.
I think George Clooney is just more comfortable in his richness. He's not rich his whole
probably
life.
That, yeah.
He's comfortable in it.
Val Kilmer's from the streets, yo.
Yeah, exactly. Val Kilmer's more street punk than sophisticated rich man.
So does that mean that Christian Bale is the perfect medium between the two?
Christian Bale's just an amazing fucking actor.
And there's that.
Throw him in whatever and he's going to fucking rock the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody see Vice?
No.
I have not either, but it's where Christian Bale is portraying Dick Cheney and Sam Rockwell is playing Bush.
Yeah.
I was intrigued. I was curious.
The previews that I didn't see, he really did do a good job. So,
Here's the thing. Like, y'all know that I'm as libtard as the rest of y'all, so I don't like either one of them. However, I will watch a movie with fucking Sam Rockwell portraying Bush, and I will watch a movie with Christian Bale putting on like 800 pounds portraying Dick Cheney,
mm-hmm.
because they're amazing fucking actors, and if the script and direction is good, it's going to be fucking mesmerizing. Also, I respect Christian Bale for losing and shedding
pounds.
Dude, he's shaved like fucking 15 years off of his life over the course of his career with how he's treated his fucking body for his shit. And on the one hand, I'm like, dude, you're fucking nuts. On the other hand, mad respect. Mm-hmm. Mad respect.
Yeah. What he was able to do to his body for The Machinist was...
The Machinist was terrifying.
I will...
It was awesome.
Here's the thing, though. I will never see those movies. Because those movies are neither action or comedy.
Watch them with your kids.
No.
Joe.
Again,
Joseph.
My life is too short to be stuck sitting there with a drama. Fuck dramas. Give me something that's fun or funny. Otherwise, I ain't got time for that shit.
You want to rewatch Zoolander? It's amazing.
It is. I would definitely
Zoolander was the first movie released after 9/11.
Question number 3. New York or Treasure Island? Where would you rather run into Tim Curry?
Hey!
Boston, New York, or on Muppet Treasure Island? Fucking Treasure Island all the way.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I gotta switch to Treasure Island.
I mean, like, weirdly, Long John Silver, the bloodthirsty, mutineering pirate, is nicer than that hotel's concierge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's because it's a Muppet movie, but also because it's a Muppet.
Wasn't Tim Curry's character in Rocky Horror Picture Show? Didn't Rocky Horror Picture Show take place in upstate New York?
I have no idea. I fucking hate that movie.
I thought it was like California.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? I'm going to pretend that Rocky Horror Picture Show took place in upstate New York, and I'm going to stick with New York because I would much rather meet dragged out Tim Curry. You know what?
And it's Clue in the Home of Happiness. But
Clue took place in New York, so
Clue is phenomenal.
Well, Clue was one of the first movies that I remember seeing.
And you know what? New York is kind of like hell, and Tim Curry was awesome in Legend. True. So I'm still going with New York.
You're sticking with
See, my first Tim Curry movie was Hunt for Red October.
Ooh.
My,
and that's a good
my
movie.
First Tim Curry movie was Rocky Horror, but I think that says more about my upbringing than it
your
does
parents
anything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, number four, good or bad,
mm-hmm.
which kind of movie is more comforting after a long day?
That depends on the day.
No. I think I know what they're saying here.
Okay. What are they saying?
At the end of a long day, when shit's going wrong, and I've drug my ass home, and I don't want to fucking talk to the world, I don't want a triple A amazing movie. I want something that is so terrible that it's good. On a day where I'm dragging my ass because everything has gone wrong and the company has lost a lot of money because some stupid little thing that I accidentally fucking did, that's the day that I want to come home and watch Ice Pirates or Six String Samurai or something. Zombie Strippers, something like that. I don't want to sit down and watch a cinematic event. That's something you need to be I've got my popcorn and I've got my beer and I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch this fucking great movie.
All right,
I'm going to eat these blueberries.
Soak this in. And I'm going to watch, eat my junior mints. And I'm going to this is a good fucking movie. No, the day that I'm fuck the world, I'm fucking watching Six String Samurai, motherfucker.
The day the earth stood still. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm tasting what salsa's spitting. It's like, do I want to watch the Avengers or do I want to watch Bubba Hotep?
Bubba fucking Hotep.
Right.
But Bubba Hotep is a good movie. It's a bad
Bubba
movie,
Hotep.
But it's a great movie.
No,
bad movie, but a great movie. Bad movie, but a great movie.
But it is a good movie, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about bad movies.
I don't know. You know what though? After a day like that, I also just kind of want to watch Amelie and cry and go to bed after drinking a bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. So Amelie is a great fucking movie.
Amelie is an amazing movie.
So I don't know, either way, sometimes you just want to throw on something by Pixar and have an existential crisis because that's where your life is at. Fuck you, Pixar, by the way.
True, but
you just want to watch the first three minutes of Up on repeat.
Fair enough. But I feel like a good movie, you need to be in the right state of mind to appreciate the art and the artistry and what it is. You know, you want to be able to appreciate it, and you want to give it the...
I respectfully disagree.
It deserves...
I get what you're saying, but I respectfully disagree because I think that depending upon what mood you're okay, I'm getting all the fucking esoteric here.
No, go for it.
But depending upon what mood you're in, you can derive different things from the same product.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're happy, you watch the same movie. If you're sad, you watch the same movie. If you're pissed off, you watch the same movie. You're gonna get different things, just like how you get different things from the same movie. Mm-hmm. If you watch them at different stages of your life, like I said, I'm getting all esoteric here. It's fucking ridiculous, but you're gonna pull different things of meaning, value, substance from that thing while you're watching it. So what kind of movie do I want to watch? What was the criteria for good or bad?
What kind of movie is more comforting after a long day? Good or bad? That is all we have.
Also, that's an impossible question to ask.
It's not asked.
Because it was asked. It's an impossible question to answer because...
Well, Salsa answered it, so it's not impossible to answer.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. Salsa answered it for Salsa. Salsa answered that for Salsa.
So it is possible to answer that question.
I fucked up what I was saying because I'm drinking. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Fuck you guys. Fuck yeah. God damn it.
That's the answer. See, it's not impossible.
What I'm saying is, it's...
Joe is discovering what it's like to be Jenna.
That is such an impossibly subjective fucking thing based on how one defines a good day or a bad day, right? Who the fuck you are, how you define a good or bad movie.
It doesn't say good or bad day, it says long day.
Well, what the fuck is that? I haven't had a job for fucking ever. So every single day over the past fucking year during this pandemic shit has been both long and short. I don't even know what that means anymore. It's meaningless. I'm just in time soup watching crap on YouTube and jacking my dick. I don't know
Joe, good or bad?
I want to watch something that is good to me.
There it is. Jenna.
Yeah. All right.
Here's a long day. I want to watch. If I feel like my day has been long, that's usually because I have had to take things very seriously. So I want to watch something I don't have to take seriously.
Mm.
More often than not, I feel like that's going to fall under the less cinematic masterpiece of the world. I think when Salsa said Ice Pirates, I was like, oh, yep, that's it. That's right there. I want 80s schlocky ridiculous. And that might be good and it might be bad, but for definition purposes, I'm going to go ahead and say that 80s schlockiness is not what we consider good nowadays.
Yeah. James?
He's still got to think about it. He's had all of this.
But no. The thing is, like, what kind of movie is Harold and Maude?
I don't know.
Is that a good movie or a bad movie?
I have no idea.
It's an amazing cinematic masterpiece is what it fucking is.
What about Singing in the Rain?
An amazing cinematic masterpiece is what it is.
Absolutely a good movie.
What about...
about Singing in the Rain?
Don't get me started on Singing in the Rain. I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
I know.
But I cannot have a long day at work and watch Singing in the Rain. I need to have... If I have a long day at work, I'm watching fucking Buckaroo Banzai.
Okay. I have the...
No matter where you go.
The difficult thing for me is that Buckaroo Banzai and Singing in the Rain occupy the same part of my brain.
You're fucked up.
Yes.
Answer the question. Good or bad?
I'm going to say bad. When I want to go to sleep, I put on Mystery Science Theater.
Perfect. That's a great answer. All right, question number 5. Black or blue? Ooh. Men in Black or the Blues Brothers?
Blues Brothers.
Which had the worst sequel?
Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers had the worst sequel.
It was earnestly terrible.
Men in Black 2 was fine. Blues Brothers 2000 was a cinematic abortion.
And I love John Goodman. I love John Goodman. I do.
Cash grab shitty. No. No. Fuck Blues Brothers 2000.
It was not.
Yeah.
In the same way that letting George Lucas do whatever he wanted with the prequels made them not good, letting Dan Aykroyd do whatever he wanted with the sequel to the Blues Brothers also had a similar effect.
Agreed.
It went rampant in the weirdest, worst
ways. He was way too balls deep into making vodka and believing in ghosts at that point that he couldn't do anything productive.
And, like, the music in the film is good, but you don't quote it.
No.
You don't quote it. you don't go back to it. Blues Brothers is one of those movies that I will watch after a long day. That is a comfort movie for me.
I'm going to say this. I have not seen the Men in Black sequel. But I have But I have seen the Blues Brothers sequel. And that's the answer. Okay. I don't even need to see the other one.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm sorry. There's no Jake Elwood. Or, I'm sorry, there's no Jake
Blues.
Yeah.
There's that. I'm sorry, there's no Jake.
Yeah.
They had some amazing cameos in that.
They did. But, no, they absolutely no Jake. Did.
But there was no Jake.
Yeah.
No, like, no offense to Dan Aykroyd, but he wasn't Jake. You know what
Dude,
I mean?
Dude, it's like fucking trying to make an Uncle Buck sequel. You can't. It's just not going to work.
Oof. Yeah. Like, John Goodman is, he's great.
John Goodman's awesome. That movie is
John Goodman
terrible.
Is great. Dan Aykroyd is great, but there's no John. There's no Belushi.
No,
and without Belushi, there's no Blues Brothers.
Well, it's with Blues
there's
Brothers.
Not.
Dan Aykroyd wanted to take it to a much weirder place. Very similar, like the reason that Ghostbusters was the Ghostbusters that we love is that somebody told Dan Aykroyd no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because originally he wanted it to be wizards fighting ghosts in a different plane of existence with magic wands and flying
they kind of
everywhere.
Did that video game like 13 years ago.
Yes, that's true.
Which was a fun video game.
Which was a fun video game, but also, and an excellent use of the Wii system. But the,
the
Ghostbusters that we got, the low budget Ghostbusters that we got, was way better. Way better. Yeah. So, right. Yeah.
Has everybody, did I?
I think we all spoke on the topic.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
I think we all basically went, oh God, Blues Brother was worse.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. Yeah. This email is wrapped up by saying, your obedient servant, DZ.
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. I have something for you. A translation. But I must explain to you how all this mistaken idea of reprobating pleasure and extolling pain arose. To do so, I will give you a complete account of the system and expound the actual teachings of the great explorer of the truth, the master builder of human happiness. No one rejects, dislikes, or avoids pleasure itself because it is pleasure, but because those who do not know how to pursue pleasure rationally encounter consequences that are extremely painful. Nor again is there anyone who loves or pursues or desires to obtain pain of itself because it is pain. But occasionally circumstances occur in which toil and pain can procure him some great pleasure. To take a trivial example, which of us ever undertakes laborious physical exercise except to obtain some advantage from it?
And circumstances are just stances with the ends trimmed off, right?
I mean,
yes. But who has any right to find fault in that? To enjoy a pleasure that has no annoying consequences, or one who avoids a pain that produces no resultant pleasure. On the other hand, and like men who are so beguiled and demoralized by the charms of pleasure of the moment, so blinded by desire that they that are bound to an equal blame.
Our listeners are being slowly eaten by Joseph Yen.
Weakness of will, which is the same as saying through shrinking from toil and pain. There's more, but that is your translation of Lorem Ipsum.
Right. I mean, I feel like I said that.
Yeah.
Nobody else get that?
Easy for you to say.
Am I the only one that took Latin?
I'm going to go back to Quo Vadis Domine.
I mean, Joe went to Catholic school. That's like taking Latin, right?
Well, The people called the Romains, they return to the place called domicile.
Were you quoting Quo Vadis?
What?
All right, I guess you weren't.
I don't know. No, like, honestly, and this is all joking aside, when Jenner was reading that translation, I was like, yeah, I said that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had no idea that it was some fucking stoner's philosophy on pleasure and pain.
I didn't actually know what it was either, but you're like, ipsum dolor sit amet consectetur ad episcum. I was like, oh yeah, no, that's actually what, yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Angels to some, demons to others.
And devouring you this evening, the delightful Joseph.
You opened the box, Christy. You opened the box.
There's only about three more sentences to translate, which equates to about 15 paragraphs. So, you know, like, if you want me to keep going, I can.
If you would like to send in a fast five, please send two emails to salsa at aonpodcast.com. Your first choice should be nothing but the choices, and your second email should be nothing but the context and then repeating the choices. Nothing fucking else.
We are no longer taking stories or commentary at this time.
I mean, unless you want to, in that case, go fucking.
Then go ahead.
Yes.
We're going to get, like, the story about my journey to Nepal that takes place before every recipe you find online.
It's a brisk autumn day. Leaves crunching under my feet.
How many cups of flour do I use, motherfucker? I'm sorry, I blacked out for a second. What were you saying?
And the aroma of cinnamon in the apple pie reminds me.
Well, he's dead now.
Oh, fine.
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
Still stuck on Hellraiser.
He has a shout out.
After he did that thing.
Yeah. I have a shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Who else has one?
Oh my god. James, what's your shout out?
My shout out is to my friend Aaron, former fellow podcast host and best friend Aaron, who assisted me in locating a computer part that I needed.
Yay!
Yeah.
Is it the porn part?
Kind
yes,
of.
Yes, the fleshlight interface.
Yeah, baby! Now I can remote control the vibration through teledildonics.
It is for in and out, like all other ports.
Yeah!
Is it a hard drive? No, never mind.
No one's gonna love the term teledildonics.
Nope. I do actually.
Yeah, I do appreciate teledildonics. Is your shout out to teledildonics, Joe?
Fucking always. No, I'd like to give a shout out to all the Jews who killed Jesus.
Damn it.
He's a delightful boy you've brought us, Jenna. He's a real sweetheart.
Seriously, that was a great idea. I wouldn't have a religion if you didn't do that. I mean, like, they're all, like, long dead. Do I have any shout-outs? I don't know. I guess.
Oh, okay.
You guys are great. Y'all Aww. Are pretty cool.
Hey!
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what? Yeah. I'll give a shout-out to my homie. Who got a dope score on the LSATs that he recently took.
Yeah, he did. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he That's gave fantastic. Me a shout. He was all excited. He took the LSATs, and he's and he sent me a little – he sent me what his score was. He's like, hey, I scored this. And I'm like, that's fucking great, I guess. I don't know what the fuck that means. And then he sent a list of average – average LSAT scores and acceptances for certain colleges. And basically he's like, yeah, no, I scored high enough that like I can totally like go to Stanford if I want to. Like fucking
nice.
Yeah.
They might pay me to go there. I was like, all right. Okay. That puts things in perspective. You done tested good. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say his name since he's trying to become a lawyer, and being associated with me is going to ruin his potential career.
I don't know. Him being associated with him might do that, but I'm just going
to... Oh, I suddenly know which friend this is.
He knows how to game. He knows how to game that. He can game himself.
Okay. I would like to give a shout out to Cheesecakes and Tarts by Erin. Because we did have a very lengthy conversation and she was able to come up with something that's going to be able to work with my dietary restrictions.
Boom.
So yeah, Cheesecakes by Erin.
Cool. I am going to give my shout out to Fox Tax. It is a tax preparing company here in the Twin Cities. They specialize in artists and performers, and they are the fucking best. Because they are able to look at our absolute mess of taxes, with both my wife and I being performers and artists with various expenses and, you know, things going on that we look at and just go... And they look at it and go, oh, we're going to write this shit off now, and here's an extra $1,000. So
they know how to write off shit like camping fuel that you're going to use to set yourself on fire and crap like that.
Exactly. They know what percentage of our home office we can write off. They know what percentage of our cell phone bill we can write off. Things like that.
Nice.
You know, just they know the law. And like... we just got done We just got done with our last session, and you know he's like, do you have any questions? And we had a couple questions about things. And not only do they know how to prepare taxes for artists and performers, but they are also up to speed on everything that is going on. Like, you know, we were just like, what about this? And he's like, well, this is something that is currently going through Congress that if it does pass, this will change. And this is something that maybe next year is going to happen. But at the current moment, there was this little referendum that was passed in the Minnesota State House that does change this thing. And that's really not going to affect you unless this other thing happens. And but they know all of that stuff. They're so knowledgeable. They have
Who is
done
this?
Their
What's their name again?
Fox Tax. And they do All have right. a waiting list to get onto their client list because they are so well sought out. But they do just phenomenal work. Once you finally get in there and you become one of their clients, they just do so good. Worth every penny.
Sounds like the kind of fuckers that would help like someone like a musician write off piano tunings or buying guitar strings or shit like that.
Hypothetically, that person sounds like they're beyond help.
Well, fuck you. I've written off piano tunings on my taxes, dude.
Yes, no, they would absolutely be able to help that. They would be able to look at, you know, a musician and go, here's, you know, what equipment have you bought? What memberships have you bought?
And that shit's fucking valuable.
Yeah, no, exactly. But just learning material, memberships, events, you know, conventions, entry fees, you know, all of that stuff. They're able to look at all of that stuff and put it together into
You just made your own podcast apropos.
Oh,
fuck.
That's like the opposite of what our mission statement is.
Don't worry, I'll talk about farts again.
Okay, talk about farts, quick.
We're done. Sorry. Come out the other side.
Who's got something to plug?
Hi, I'm Joe. I ruin everything. I destroy worlds.
Who's got something to plug?
What I do.
I have.
James, go.
Go for it.
This Friday at 8 p.m., Vilification Tennis. Tennis Interruptus. C5 Vilifiers. Five. Vilifiers. In a cage match. Yeah, and there you go.
That's free to watch.
Cool.
Is there a theme of any kind, or is it just?
It's just an Interruptus show. Right. So the theme is that it's a battle royale. All
right. Links, or it didn't happen. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and plug in my hunt for other people to plug, because I'm doing fuck all right now. Reverend Matt, Monster Science. Oh, yeah. Not only does Reverend Matt have two Monster Science shows this week, but he has also launched a Patreon. So go watch his shows. I'll find and provide links to those things. But the Patreon, I'm going to go ahead and just read off the highest level. Because at the $50 a month, cool. Patreon only updates, external gratitude, extra monthly monster, access to YouTube archives.
Ooh.
You get a custom cartoon and a monthly special featurette, on top of, all of the other items that you get. I believe he's planning on doing the featurettes are monster shows that only happen to Patreon members, of various levels. The YouTube archives means if you missed a show, you can go back and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Matt does all of his stuff on Twitch, which is a great format, to be able to watch all of that in. And he's a very dear friend of mine, so you should go check out his shit. Also, not to brag, but gonna totally brag on his behalf, he just won the best solo show for the Tuscan Fringe Festival for the second year in a row.
The Tuscan?
Yep.
Yeah, they walk single file to hide their numbers.
Yes.
It's not exactly. Not the Tucson?
Nope.
Okay.
Totally the Tuscan.
Okay.
In Arizona.
So, in Tuscany, in Tuscany, Arizona.
Yes. I see. Exactly. That place. Yeah. No, they did a virtual French festival this year, and he participated and got best solo show for the Arizona Fringe Festival. So.
Wow. Joe, do you have anything to plug?
I already gave a shout out to the Juice Hill Jesus.
But this is a plug. Do you have anything to plug?
Oh, actually, no.
Okay,
no,
that's fine.
I don't. Oh, you know what? Whatever the three of you just said, actually, I'm going to reinforce it.
All
right.
Can I like roll a die or play a card that does that?
Yeah, like Bardic Inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Any final thoughts?
Yes. Bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody for listening to this podcast. Thank you to Joe for apparently having head trauma and agreeing to do this again. After the last time.
Dude, it's y'all who had head trauma and saying yes.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.